New York State has imposed some new COVID rituals. This time, there's some resistance. By Nicholas Grigoris. An Audio Mises Wire, narrated by Michael Stack. Friday, December 10th, New York State Governor Kathy Hochul reaffirmed the state's status as the nation's most zealous practitioner of COVID cultism with the announcement of a new statewide vax or mask mandate. The mandate confronts businesses and physical institutions with a choice, either A, check vaccination at the door and turn away unvaccinated customers, or B, require that all customers wear masks. Non-compliant property owners are threatened with a $1,000 fine and subject to criminal and civil penalties. Governor Hochul justifies the new mandate by citing concerns over the new Omicron variant and New York's strained healthcare system. The mandate will take effect on Monday, December 13th. For this new set of policies, the old adage, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting a different result, comes to mind. Anyone who actually follows the science will see that this newest mandate, or any of the previous other dystopian policies we have been subjected to, is about public health, insofar as that means protecting the health of the community. Both measures involved in the mandate, coercive vaccination and mandatory masking, have little, if any, evidence supporting their efficacy. There are countless admissions from our most trusted institutions, such as the CDC, WHO, and the corporate press, acknowledging that individuals who are fully vaccinated are still fully capable of spreading COVID-19 and its variants. Findings published by the CDC at the start of the Delta variant hysteria reveal that 74% of cases found in the study manifested in vaccinated individuals. A more recent example demonstrating the abysmal failure of vaccine mandates comes from Cornell University. The Ivy League Ithaca, New York-based university began requiring vaccines and mask wearing at all times for all students this fall semester, and at the present moment, the student body has a 97% vaccination rate. However, despite this level of vaccination and compliance, Cornell just announced it will be moving to an entirely online curriculum for the remainder of the semester due to a spike in cases and presence of the Omicron variant. To add insult to injury, for the narrative that is, Cornell's Vice President for University Relations, Joel Molina, released a statement saying, "Virtually every case of the Omicron variant to date has been found in fully vaccinated students, a portion of whom had also received a booster shot. Can someone explain to me how mandating a vaccine that prevents transmission is going to stop the spread? Please go slowly so I won't miss anything." Furthermore, revelations regarding the dramatic decline in immunity provided by the vaccines as soon as 6 months after receipt of the final dose should raise further alarm bells about the intent of mandates. Why would an individual who was vaccinated in February 2021 and whose immunity could have potentially waned by 50% since then be allowed into an establishment, but someone who was literally infected with COVID-19 and acquired natural immunity a month prior be forbidden? The answer is not found in any rationale related to health or curbing the spread of a virus, but to the expansion of political power via the punishment of the governor's political opponents, who, in this case, are those of us who dare to question the pronouncements of the pharmaceutical industrial complex. Perhaps the most concerning bit of the vaccine madness is that establishment politicians, journalists, and other general hacks, and much of the public at large, will openly admit that the vaccine does not prevent transmission or infection, and then in the same breath spout the typical line that vaccines are our best weapon against the virus. It is scary to think about how much worse off we might be if the propaganda were actually good. Lastly, the evidence regarding the effectiveness of mask wearing is scant, particularly in the context of the COVID-19 pandemic. All it takes is a cursory glance at hospitalizations or hospital capacity and death rates across states, and one will quickly see that negative outcomes are obviously not well correlated with mask mandates, compliance, lockdowns, or vaccine mandates. But if that's not enough for you, here are a few more legit sources regarding masks and upper respiratory illness. The science is far from settled. New York's new mandate is abysmal news for those of us who value human liberty or humanity in general. However, a few rays of hope have come shining through in the form of rebellious county executives. Hochul's mandate places the burden of enforcement on counties, and several county executives have responded to the governor's edict with a flat-out refusal to enforce it. Rensselaer County Executive Steve McLaughlin responded with a statement ending with, "Rensselaer County will not utilize resources to enforce this new state mandate. If the state wants to enforce the mandate, the state will need to utilize state resources for those actions." Madison County Board Chairman John Becker was even more blunt. In light of the governor's announcement on Friday, "Madison County would like to announce we will not be enforcing this latest mandate." The response from these two local officials is encouraging. There was virtually no pushback against Andrew Cuomo's mandates in 2020, so a willingness on the part of local officials to challenge centralized power, publicly refuse to enforce unpopular edicts, and exercise their political authority to protect the interests of their local constituency is exciting, to say the least. It also highlights a trend we are seeing, an increased interest in federalism and other forms of decentralization, particularly in red areas. Governors like Ron DeSantis of Florida, Kristi Noem of South Dakota, and Greg Abbott of Texas are more notable examples. Hopefully, we will see governments at the state and local level continue to nullify these appalling and useless mandates. Even though statewide COVID mandates seem to have cooled since the rollout of the vaccines earlier this year, the latest mandate from the Empire State serves as a stark reminder that our opponents have not given up on their vision of medical totalitarianism. Unfortunately, it seems obvious that there is still a lot of fight left and many more punches to be thrown. For more content like this, visit Mises.org.